I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
If you saw Chuck Todd last Sunday, then you know that he almost, that is, revealed the truth about John Brennan. He slipped. He started to drill down on Brennan. Oh, by the way, this is Bob Sherwood with webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, coming to you today from the heartland of America, and I'm thanking Chuck Todd. He came close to doing something that I'm pretty sure he didn't want to do. He actually almost revealed the truth. He was asking Brennan questions, and he was drilling down like he does, uncovering a layer or two, skin deep, when Brennan let it slip. Brennan said, "Yes, when they take away our security clearances, we can't be on the boards of directors of big corporations." Todd was taken aback. I thought he was going to drill down on this and really go after the truth. But he didn't. He didn't pursue it. He's the one who always talks about following the money. Yet there it was, right in front of him. The money. The money. Eisenhower said 60 years ago, "Beware of the military-industrial complex." Google it. You'll see that what he's referring to was people that leave the military and join large weapons-based corporations and continue to support, you know, military kinds of expenditures. So the military people leave the military, join organizations, or they leave the government. But anyway, they get involved so much in weapon development that they support weapons development through large corporations and with the government. They go back as lobbyists. We have today a similar thing. I don't know if it existed in Eisenhower's time. That is, we give these people, CIA directors, people like Brennan, security clearances. Now then they lose their job, but they don't lose their security clearance. So they go to Lockheed or a large weapons company, a company that builds things for the federal government, a company that needs people with security clearances on their board, and they pay these people hundreds of thousands of dollars to be on their board. But that's the rub, isn't it? In other words, if you have a security clearance, you can't use that information on the board of directors of a corporation because it's classified. So why do they get paid all this money? Because they do use it, if by default, such as, "We think we'll go ahead and build this special weapon. What do you think, Mr. Brennan?" "Well, I think you might not want to do that." "Or I think you might want to do it another way." Now, he can't say he learned that from classified materials. But how does he live in a vacuum? If he knows classified information, then of course whatever he says has to be based on that. It could be based on non-classified, but if he's asked his opinion about a sensitive area, then clearly his opinion would be based on his knowledge of classified materials, which he gets from his security clearance. And Todd was so close to drilling Brennan on this issue. See, when Brennan says he's a martyr, or, "Oh, I'm a martyr, I'll give up my life for the rest of the people," what he's really saying is that a lot of us, old retired guys or old fired guys from the CIA and the government, we all have our security clearance. That's how we make our money. We get hired by companies and placed on boards of directors as advisors. Or, by the way, we get hired by NBC or CBS to be an analyst. But Todd didn't go any further. He did not. He stopped. Because he knew that if he went any further, he would basically be saying, aha, that's what's bothering you, Brennan, isn't it? It isn't some reputation that you're afraid is being damaged. It's that your money-raising potential, your money compensation potential is gone without your security clearance. Because that's all you know, apparently. That's your skill set. And by the way, now both Hannity and Carlson, Tucker Carlson, have echoed the same point. But believe me, Hannity did not echo the point first. I did. I said it some time ago. But Hannity's on it now. He's big on this issue of, that's the issue. These guys don't want to lose these lucrative board of directors jobs. And that ties back into Eisenhower's worry about the military-industrial complex. People leave the government with security clearances, access to classified information, and ability to call somebody else in the government who also has a security clearance and discuss classified information, or be hired as a consultant to the government where classified information is essential to your compensation value. Don't kid yourself. Corporations pay these people huge sums of money. No, I don't know the amount, but Hannity and Carlson will probably be talking about it. But I know for a fact they get paid huge sums of money because they can and do talk about classified information, even though not directly. So when Brennan says he took it away because he didn't like me, and that's just wrong, what he's really saying is that he took it away, and now I can't get paid a huge pot full of money for sitting on a large corporation's board of directors because I have a security clearance. And if I lose it, I lose my ability to make a ton of money. And they should lose it. All of them. I don't understand for a minute why Trump doesn't simply say, we have a new policy. You leave the government and we don't need you anymore, you lose your clearance. Period. End of story. Why should you get a chance to make money on your security clearance, which is funded by the taxpayer? Yes, I do always say follow the money. And I'm kind of disappointed that Chuck Todd, who drills down on people like Giuliani or Rudy Giuliani, like the truth is the truth, and he makes a joke about it. Like, naively, he thinks there is a truth. And Rudy Giuliani gave Chuck Todd a perfect example. If person A says one thing and person B says exactly the opposite, what is the truth? And Chuck Todd says, well, somebody's lying. But the point is, if they both say that, you don't know what the truth is. If those two are the only people that have that information. Only people that are not familiar with our justice system and the fact that it's run by human beings believe there is such a thing as absolute truth. I don't. Juries do their best, and judges do their best to find the truth. But we know that the truth is very difficult sometimes to get a hold of. So that's following the money. And I think the topic categories are the military-industrial government complex, security clearances, And of course, then there's the books. Publishers get a pass on this. If you have a tell-all book and it can sell a million copies, publishers are going to give you $1 million to write it. Because one side or the other will buy the books. I don't have a lot more to say on this, but I think you're going to hear more and more about it. But when you hear somebody talking about security clearances and why they don't have them and why they want them and why they think it's immoral and that the administration lacks integrity by taking them away, remember what they're really saying is that, gee, I was going to make a lot of money in private practice on my security clearance, now I can't. Survival of any organism, and certainly the human species, is at the forefront of most comments. But Brennan doesn't have to worry, because now that his security clearance has been revoked, he'll still get paid every time he's on TV. And he can write a book about why my security clearance was revoked. Oh my gosh, I think I'll just cry about it. But I'll just be a martyr so that I can make sure that nobody else suffers the same damages that I've done. Oh, by the way, I think the president is treasonous. Oh, and how did you get to that? And this, by the way, is another point that Chuck Todd made that he failed to drill down on. He started to. When Brennan says the president is guilty of treason, then there's only two ways he could have that information. One, he's read enough classified documents that he knows the president is guilty of treason, or he has information that nobody else should have. And Todd drilled down on that. He said to Brennan, well, how do you know that Trump is guilty of treason unless it was based on your classified document review prior to losing your security clearance? He said, no, it's based on what I read in the papers. It's based on what I read publicly. See, Brennan was very careful, because if he would have said it was based on things he already knew previous to revoking his license, then the obvious question would be, why didn't you accuse Trump of treason a long time ago, a year ago, or a year and a half ago? You have to think about this. Remember, people make decisions or make accusation based on what they know. So what Brennan actually said was, I haven't learned anything different. I haven't learned anything inside my classified information about him committing treason. But what I've read in the papers, what is publicly available. In other words, I am accusing Trump of treason based on what I find is publicly available. Think about publicly available information and information that you would get because you have a classified security clearance. Obviously, he couldn't say the former. He has to say, hey, oh yeah, it's based on what I've read in the papers. It's based on what I know publicly. Todd let him get away with these two big issues. Brennan doesn't just make an accusation of treason. He says, I know the president is guilty of treason. It's just so silly. It's so stupid. If he wasn't getting paid a dime for what he said, if he wasn't getting paid as an analyst, if he wasn't getting paid for any information that he gained when he worked for the government, what would he be saying? Nothing. Or he'll just be saying, I need a job. I need a job. Somebody pay me for something. It's a shame, but that's the way it is. You're going to hear more and more about these security clearances, but I just wish Trump would just revoke all of them and set a new policy. You leave the government, your security clearance is gone. If we need you to consult on something, we'll consider reinstating it. There was a time that I've read where working for the government was a worthwhile thing. People liked to do it. They didn't leave and write books. Oh, that was way back in the Truman era. Truman said no one should make money on their work for the federal government. In other words, after they leave, they shouldn't be able to convert their knowledge they learned while they work for the government, their specific knowledge, into money. But today it's different. That's the idea. Go to college, get a law degree, go to work for the government, get on one party or the other, leave the government, write a book, retire a millionaire. That's the immoral component of what's going on today. That's the situation of lacking integrity. It still works, by the way. When you hear these interviews, listen for the questions that revolve around the money, following the money. Where does the money start from, and whose pocket does it end up in? That's all for today. I'm signing off. Bob Sherwood. This is Tuesday, August the 21st. It's a beautiful day in the heartland of America. Think about security clearances. Another example of the mainstream media saying to Trump, "Oh, gee, Mr. Trump, you just didn't like Brennan, so he took his security clearance away." Well, first, that's okay anyway. Why do we have to have a reason? No, I don't like him. Even if I liked him, I think I should take his security clearance away. That's all for today. Signing off, Robert Sherwood, webtalkwithbob at gmail.com. Send me in your comments and your emails. And if you agree with me, that's great. Send it in. If you disagree with me, send it in too. I may, in fact,